Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, she was just excited. She was just getting into it. This is Kelly.
This is Kabler. What's going on?
I mean, can
on?
You guys tell? Because my voice is like some being an alternate human right now. You know, we just had too much fun at the ball field. And I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Don't apologize for your sexy ass, like, I've had living my life too much and it's like cool, jazzy vibes and stuff. Yeah, I'm here for it. Look at you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Anyways, we survived, y'all. Like, we did it. We are here. We are recording. Like we said, we were going to record last night when we got home. And obviously that didn't happen. Like Sam and I were in bed at like 8 and it was glorious. We were like literally trying to stay awake that late even. It was wild. But we're here. Yeah. We made it. Kaif and I are recording. We're just going to do a quick update on like the ball field and kind of like a few funny things. Things that happened are Rosebud and Thorn. And yeah, just get out of here and go to bed, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When we got home, I was the first person to leave camp, which is kind of my MO. I love being the first person to just like dip out. Bye, Irish goodbye. And then when I got home around 2, I did laundry, I cleaned the whole kitchen, I like went grocery shopping, I like got ready for the week. It was really glorious. But by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, or like 7:45, I was pooped. I was so pooped. I laid in bed like horizontal for the first time in what felt like forever. It just was a glorious moment.
Yeah. How was sleeping in the bed? You're like,
oh my God,
oh,
great.
Real bad.
Actually, yeah. The mattress that we took this time around was so comfortable. I'm taking it to Strawberry. Yeah, we'll
amazing.
Use it.
It's okay. So cozy. It's a double.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. Yep. Oh, yeah, we're for sure doing that. Okay, awesome. Good. I'm glad. I mean, also, guys, the weather. It was incredible. Like, slightly sticky, to be quite honest, but like, we are here for it. We loved it because. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's also just because, like, we live in Bend and it's very dry and, like, negative humidity. And there was, like, a teensy tiny bit of humidity there. So all of us were just like, why are our whole bodies sticky? Like, what is happening? Like, it wasn't just sweat, you know? We're literally just, like, walking around, like, sticky. Like, it was pretty funny. But that's why the river was there. You didn't feel sticky, Kaif?
Not at all. I felt comfortable the entire time. It was so awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I wore like shorts for the first time in such a long time. And yeah, I got a little bit of color. Yeah, I was here for it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was so nice being able to wear shorts literally until like 11 p.m. is when it would like start to get a little chilly. And I would put on a sweatshirt or whatever. And we'd just be like be around the fire, like dancing and doing whatever. And yeah, it was really nice. I was just like, oh, thank God. Because usually here, as soon as the sun goes down, right, it like drops in temperature like significantly. Yeah, so
that's a bummer.
Yeah, it was just really lovely to be able to
I know,
be like
we had
outside
a ton of dance parties by the fire. I hadn't had a dance party in a minute. That was so fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I got to DJ for a little bit. It was neat. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, for sure. Let's just start with like a recap. Do you want to go first, Kaif? Like, what was your Friday looking like?
So
getting
Friday
there? Oh, you didn't have to work.
Oh,
you kind of had an epic journey to get there.
Okay, it's normally supposed to be like a 3-hour drive, but Friday on like the very first weekend where it's over 80 degrees, everybody and their mom was on the I-5 South, so it took me 5 hours. 5 hours
Yikes.
To get down there.
That's like your Thorn, honestly.
Oh my God. And then like I have a different Thorn and I'm going to save it because it's all about apps and tech and bullshit.
Oh yeah,
that.
Definitely.
Anyway,
but she made it. She made it eventually. But literally everyone, when we were at the ball field, because I was one of the first people to get there, because I left pretty early in the morning, and then we went rafting on the river before getting to camp. So I was one of the first people at camp, and everyone, as soon as like they would get there, would be like, "Where's Kaif?" I'm like, "I know. Where the hell is Kaif?" And there's no service there, so like. We couldn't, like, contact people or anything. I'm like, literally, she told me she was going to be here at 4 p.m. And it was, like, 8 p.m. And I was like,
yep.
What the heck happened here? Like, what
nope.
is going on?
I also got lost,
sad.
Everybody on the pod.
Yeah.
Like, I got lost. Couldn't figure out where it was going. Had to explore a bit. But I got there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Figured
they did
it
get
out.
To explore a different part that we went to the next day, too. But, yeah. So, anyways, I got there, like, 4 p.m. on Friday, which was lovely. We just like got to sit in the sun and like set up camp pretty like leisurely and everything and just like wait for everyone to roll in, and it was awesome. And then yeah, so Friday night was the fruit theme, which was pretty silly. I don't yeah Ask me why I picked that. I don't even know, because I didn't even have that many fruit themed things, but it was lovely. Yeah. So everyone just brought all their outfits and whatever, which was so silly. And then we, my friend Austin made dinner, which was great. And so then it kind of just like kept rolling from there. Like everyone was so lovely and like just brought me presents and whatever. So I had like bottles of wine and whatever. And so I kind of just got a little wild. I mean, you guys already know, but I partied very hard this weekend, as you can tell from my voice. So I'm not really going to give all the recaps on that, but yeah, it was really fun.
Like a sultry voice, because you were like talking it up all day, all weekend long and screaming and having
a
good time.
You're just literally screaming. Right. Yeah, I was literally screaming every single song. So, you know, we were like singing Afro Man, and Afro Man was playing at the Grove House in my hometown. And so it was just so funny because, yeah. Anyways,
we like, I'm sorry, Afro 45. Man was in Mariposa, like legitimately.
Stop. Yeah, and he's coming
get
again,
out of town.
Too. Yeah. What? Do you want to go see him? Well, we can't really go see him because he's like playing on the same day as the Party Barge or something that we're already doing. So, but yeah, he's definitely coming to Bend too. And I was like,
good for him. You know, still moving and shaking. Good for him.
I mean, what? Yeah. I didn't even know he was a real person. Like I thought someone just like, you know, just like it's like a one hit wonder. Like he disappeared, but he had Palmdale and stuff too, I guess.
Palmdale. Oh, that's hilarious.
Come back to me. We also sang that one. And it sang a lot of Mac Dre, honestly. And a lot of Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne? Oh, so, yeah. We had a Tech N9ne. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And we were driving around in my husband's, like, Toyota Tacoma. And, like, he had just put in these huge, like, you know in high school when you date that stupid guy who just put in a huge speaker? Like, that's him. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway. We had a little moment in the truck on our way to the hot springs. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So do you want to talk about Saturday the next morning?
Actually, no. Before we move on to Saturday, we have to talk about Friday night because the Aurora Borealis, right?
Oh, my gosh. Right. I already forgot. It was wild, you guys. We saw the freaking Northern Lights. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the country did because that's what I'm seeing on Instagram, but – like, we not even knowing that it was happening, and it happening, and all of us, like, taking pictures in front of it. It was
okay,
cool.
To be fair, my mom sent me something about it, like, 2 days before, and she was like, are you going to be able to see this? Because, she sent me the map of visibility or whatever, and, like, Oregon is kind of in it, but we were so south of Oregon, like, I didn't really think that we were going to see it. So when we saw it, my mind was blown. It was crazy.
Oh, great. I mean, I had no clue that it was happening. So that was such a surprise. Everyone was just like, why is the sky pink? And I was like, what? No, you're literally losing it. I was like, I think it's just a fire. It's like a reflection. You know what I mean? And then when you put a camera up to it and took a photo of it, it turned significantly brighter. It was very, very cool.
It was really neat. Did you think like in the moment you were like so happy that all of your friends and family, like you're there with everybody that you love and like you look up, it's your birthday and like God is sending you this message of like all the Aurora Borealis and stuff. Because it was kind of a magical moment. It was really beautiful.
It was really beautiful. I mean, not God necessarily, but someone up there was giving me.
That was the only way that I could explain that moment in the middle of my conversation, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Manifest.
Oh, it's been on.
There's like, we like made a few wishes, you know? Made just a few wishes on that.
Is that a thing? That's not a thing, though. You wish on a shooting star, right? Not on the Aurora Borealis. Right?
Okay. You know what? Pipe down.
Shut up. Okay. You live your life. You make your wishes.
Anywho, it was really cool. I hope everyone out there saw it, too, because it was pretty awesome. Yeah, definitely.
It was
Friday night was great, and then we slept in a little bit. Yep. I slept in until, like, 8:40, which is very late for me, so – that was incredible. And then Keith made me a breakfast burrito. And then we went to the hot springs.
Yeah, that was great.
You go.
Actually, okay, so I was the first one to wake up on Saturday, which I cannot, like, what happened to my ability to sleep in until 11 o'clock? I don't know. I did too much last year, so I can't sleep in ever again. It's really disappointing.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But yeah, I woke up early. I had a lovely conversation. I met a baby who was like so cute. Oh my God. Such a cute little baby. You know who you are. And yeah, it was great. I just felt like very calm. Whenever I go camping, I usually like use other people's things. Like this time I had all of my new camping stuff. I had all packed together. I like made myself coffee. It was like a very serene, blissful moment where I had a cup of coffee by myself and a baby and a wonderful human being. And it was just great. It was nice. It was a nice little morning. And then shenanigans, everybody started waking up, and then it was like, breakfast must be made for everyone. So it's like full gear. And then
she did good.
Yeah, I did it. I think your mom would be pretty proud of me. I feel like I stepped up as like camp mother, and I don't know. I try. You really did.
You got everyone coffee. That was like the important part for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dave and your mom would be very proud of me. Anyway, absolutely. And then we went to the hot springs, which was like the best. So cool. Oh my God.
Yeah, we went to the Umpqua Hot Springs. They're like on the side of this cliff, kind of, and then you can hike down below them, and there's like a kind of a cave type thing with like half hot spring, half river, because it's right on the like a part of the river, which is really neat. And so we like, honestly, it was too hot to sit in the real hot springs. We were sitting in like the half creek, half hot spring for most of it. And it was lovely. And it was really cool to be down under there, because I've been there one time before, but I didn't climb down. So it was really neat to like see that part of it. And it was just really fun. It was a small group of us. And so it was just really nice to like spend quality time and hang in the hot springs.
Yeah, for sure. It was so hot in the hot spring. I kept like trying to swing my arm into the cold water and like bring it in so it would cool down the hot water. It was so hot, but it was really nice. But also you have to bring like proper shoes, because I definitely sucked at like bringing shoes, and it's kind of like a hike. It doesn't feel like a hike, but because you have to like scale the little hill right there to get down to the river, basically. Mm-hmm. Bring hiking shoes. There was a woman who was with that guy, I don't remember, but she had like the cutest little red bikini, and she had hiking boots, and she's just in her bikini and hiking boots, and I'm like, I kind of wish I was you right now.
For real. She was very cute. But yeah, so then after we went to the hot springs, we spent a little bit of time there, and then didn't want to be away from camp for too long, but we went to Chocotee Falls, which is like a pretty like scenic, iconic waterfall for Oregon. And it's just like a shortish, flattish walk. Come to find out, it's not ADA accessible, but it is pretty shortish and pretty flattish.
Kelly literally told me, she's like, don't worry about it, because I had already had questionable shoes on. I'm like, do I really need to be hiking in these sandals? What's happening? She's like, don't worry, this trail is ADA accessible. I'm like, great, no big deal. Okay, it's not that bad of a trail, but like there is definitely stairs and a bunch of rocks that you have to like
navigate through. My bad, I've only been there once. Okay, people. Anyway, yeah,
it was lovely.
It's a pretty chill trail, but yeah, it's just a really pretty waterfall. And then we like made it back to camp. Oh, we stopped and like literally loaded up like fun snacks at the store. Spent $1 million.
Who goes hiking and is living on my plane of existence knows that if you're out and you're doing things, you stop at the store and get like an ice cream cone or whatever on your way back, right? Like that's a thing. Okay, we spent like $140 getting gas for sure, which is also $80, but the rest of it was just like snacks and ice cream. They had an It's It. Oh my God. So good.
That's like when you know that it's summer is when you eat your first It's It of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
that's a California / San Francisco thing for people who don't know. Like it's so good. And they have them in Yosemite, right? Don't they?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like definitely a summery thing. Definitely. But anyway, we made it back to camp, and then just shenanigans started. You know, everyone was just like laying in the sun, sitting at the river, like playing games, playing washers. We brought the washers boards when everyone played. Actually, mostly you played a lot of washers.
I was going to say, no one would play with me.
No, that's not true. There were so many things going on. Literally, I felt like a squirrel because every time someone would like come up to me, and then I'd be like, squirrel, 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 you know, and I was just like running around and like doing all the things and whatever. And so, yeah, I feel like I really didn't talk to anyone, but I talked to everyone at the same time. I don't know. So, which was lovely.
You're a wonderful host. You know, like you made sure that you spent quality time with everybody at camp. Like you did a really good job.
Thanks. Yeah, I tried. It was just like, I mean, also everyone is very self-sufficient and like fine, but it was nice to... Yeah, it was nice to be able to hang out with everybody a little bit and
but to chill. The moral of the story is I practiced a bunch for washers. You have to practice.
I know.
And so that we can crush it at Strawberry. And I've also determined that we can't play washers early in the morning. You got to give yourself a bit of a day buzz and just like get loosey-goosey with it. And then you're really – like we're really good at washers. So.
That's fair. That's fair. Very, very.
I'm finding the equation / equilibrium of how to get us good at washers.
Amazing. Okay, great. I'm glad that you have the equation.
I've done the research.
Yeah, for sure. And then really lovely, Lindsay put together – or I'm not sure if it was a group of people or not. Lindsay hosted a Kelly Jeopardy, basically, where it was just like 5 categories, and they were like all about me, which was pretty silly, but it was really sweet. Kayfler won. I mean, Kayfler and Sam crushed for sure because they know all the
things. Wait, I won? I was going to ask who won. I think
so. I'm pretty sure it was you, was it not?
I had 1,300, but then I walked away because I had to pee like a crazy person. So I don't know what the other scores were. So funny. I can just say that I won. Give it to me. I'm okay with it.
I'm pretty sure you did because Sam was like in second or one if it wasn't you. So, but it was just super funny because afterwards Sam just comes up to me and she goes, just so you know, I was letting other people answer questions because I would have crushed it. Like, thank you for being such a good sport. Thank you. That's lovely. But also,
oh, don't take a dive. Come on now.
Other people were like, we learned so much about you because, like, Lindsay did really well. She did, like, a Yosemite category, an Ethiopia category, like, my likes and dislikes, momentous occasions in my life, which was pretty funny.
I love that one.
And then, like, hiking endeavors, which was really cute, too. So, yeah, it was really amazing. So I just like felt very, very loved. And and then we just like got to hang out together. And yeah, anyways, there was just so many activities that were going on and stuff. So I just felt very like grateful and loved and everything. But yeah, and then just like dinner commenced. And then that's when we had the Low Country Boil, which was so cool. And so Austin and Kayla did an incredible job doing that. Kayla had texted me a few days before and she was like, okay, tell me your likes and dislikes, like food wise and all of that stuff. And so I like told her like, I don't know, all these like appetizers and like blah, 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 blah. And she like did such a good job. She like created all of my favorite foods, which was so lovely. And then we had the Low Country Boil and yeah, it was great. It was so fun.
Oh my God. The Low Country Boil was next level. Like the sauce. Okay. So we have to feel like paint the picture for the listener, right? Mm-hmm. So you have like those card tables that you like unpack or whatever, the really basic ones. You have 2 of them. You cover them with a bunch of parchment paper. Everybody, you have like maybe 4 or 5 people on either side of the table and you have to lay your forearm flat and then touch elbows, right? So like you're kind of creating this barrier around the table, just like touching elbows with everybody.
They call it bumpering.
Okay, well that's the technical term, whatever. And then they dump the container or like the contain, whatever. They dump all the stuff on the table and it's like not as I was envisioning, like in my brain, New Orleans when they do this, it's just like a bunch of curry, watery, sloshy kind of stuff. But this was very clean. I really appreciated it. Like he had drained the water and like made sure that it wasn't all filled like slimy. It was very good. It was what did they have? They had sausage, they had shrimp, they had a whole
potatoes, corn, artichokes. Corn.
They had an artichoke, people. Brussels if you're sprouts. Not eating artichokes and Brussels sprouts and dipped in like butter, garlic, whatever that stuff that he had. Oh man, chef's kiss. It was so, so good. That was the best meal I've had all week. Good. It was awesome. Yeah.
It was very fun. And it's just like fun and like, interactive and
I ate like a whole 2 artichokes at that point. Yeah. It was so good.
That's awesome. I really wanted to eat a potato, but they're so hot because like they come out like boiling, you know? So I can't even, like you have to like break it apart and then like come back to it later. So never actually got a potato, but yeah, the artichoke was awesome. The shrimpies are so good. The sausage was so good.
Yeah. And what a great idea. Like there was minimal cleanup. I'm hoping. Right. Because I didn't help clean up. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, it was great. And they're lovely. Yeah, I would definitely hang out with them. They're so cool.
Yeah.
And can we just have Austin cook everything for us?
I know. Like,
that's so awesome.
And Kayla made this, like, yummy arugula beet goat cheese salad. And we were all, like, so full from the Low Country Boil that, like, we didn't really eat a whole lot of it. But then we ate it at, like, midnight, and it was so good. Like, it had, like, marinated a little bit, you know what I mean? And so it was awesome. So, yeah, it was so good to have.
Marinated
like,
arugula, I could get into that, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, then Saturday night was just, like, complete shenanigans. Everyone got a little cray. I mean, that's what I wanted, but it was awesome.
That was the dance night. It was like DJ, dancing, fire. And then we had, they serenaded you. They had like a couple of guitar players, right? Or were they playing something
else? Austin plays the banjo and then Jerry plays the guitar. Yeah.
We had like live music, which was so cool. And then they like came over and sang a little happy birthday ditty thing to to Kelly. It was really, really cute. And then I have to tell you, okay, so I have to tell you, someone came up to me and they were like, okay, we want to do this thing for Kelly. We're ready to like serenade or like do a happy birthday thing. But she like crouched next to me while I was sitting in the corner because everybody else was just getting after it with the dancing. And I'm just like taking a break over here. And she comes by and she's like, I need like your consent to like get this going. And I'm like, okay, first of all, why do you need my consent? That's ridiculous. But it was really sweet. And I was like, don't worry, girl. I'll get them to like stop dancing and calm down. And then I'll kick off the happy birthday. And then so all of that happens and they come over and they start playing and then everybody at camp starts singing and it's just like, happy birthday. Oh, it was very cute.
Yeah, it was really sweet. Yeah. And I got a popsicle while camping. It was the best. Yeah. I loved it. It was incredible.
So sweet.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was really fun just to like sit around the fire with everyone. And yeah, it was really nice to have like everyone just come together. And then, man, I haven't laughed so hard. Like, yeah, people were being real fun. Like there's a few people that I haven't seen get like dancey and whatever before. And so it was really fun to like get to spend time with them and just get to see them do that. So yeah, it was lovely.
I'm thinking of like the most topical or like the most controversial topic around the campfire was definitely poop. Like, how do you wipe your butt?
Oh my God. Yeah. I think we talked about like, how to wipe for quite a while. Like, oh, it was not great. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why it got brought up because of one individual. But yeah, we talked about wiping for too long. So we're not going to talk about it again. But yeah, apparently everyone has quite a different way of doing it. So we don't need to recap.
We are not all on the same page, apparently.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Anywho, yeah. I want
to encourage people to talk to your friends about how you wipe your butt. Just bring it up and see what they say.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, you should really do it. If you're not talking about poop, like, who are you even? I don't even know. Anywho, yeah, so we stayed up way too late. We didn't sleep a whole lot the whole weekend, but it was still lovely. Got to sleep in on Sunday again, and then we kind of just, like, slowly packed up, which was really lovely. And then like, said goodbye to everyone. And, yeah, and, of course, the weather was just so nice. So we went and stopped by the river and hung out. And so we did this little activity called Rose, Bud, and Thorn. And so Kaif and I are just going to do, like, a Rose, Bud, and Thorn for our weekend, basically. But I think we should start with Thorn and end on a good note. How do you feel?
Okay.
Okay, so let's start with our Thorn. You do your Thorn first.
Okay, so everybody knows that I took forever and a freaking day to get down there. So we took my husband's truck, which means we had to use his phone because it was connected. So I looked up the satellite coordinates to where we're going and I sent it to him. And then he pulls it up on Google Maps and Google Maps decided to reroute us in different direction.
Hold on. Apple Maps. Do not put Google Maps down the drain like that. Google Maps Google Maps knows where the ball field is.
All right, let me look it up. Here we go. I'm looking it up because I'm pretty sure that we were using Google.
Okay, I just need to preface Kaifler's Thorn with the fact that I told her when we were at work weekend.
God.
I told Kaifler, I said, you cannot use Apple Maps. You cannot use Apple Maps. The ball field only comes up when you type it into Google Maps. So she knew that, please. Then that morning, on Friday morning, I called her very specifically to say, Kaifler, please put in the information before you leave because there's no service there. So if you get lost, you will be fucked, basically. So please put in the information right now so that you know where you're going and everything. Because, yeah, if you don't get there, it's going to be impossible to find us, basically, if you've never been there. So, and then she still got lost.
Of course I did. I get lost all the time.
You're killing me. Anyways, it's fine. Everything's fine. Everyone was fine.
Okay, so let me tell you, we are obviously using Apple Maps. My apologies. Because Apple Maps just works better in the city. So we've been using that lately. Anyway, so we're driving. It's about 30 miles that we've already gone. And my husband's like, what is going on? What are we going to do? We don't have any service. We're running out of gas. It's going to be dark. What are we going to do? What's going to happen? And I'm exactly. like, dude, settle down. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. If we have to like drive back an hour, get some service, figure out what we're doing, it's all right. Anyway, we turn around. We're driving for like another 30 minutes or whatever. And then I finally see a sign that says ball field. It's technically on the opposite direction. So like there was no way I was going to see it. But Kelly did tell me to look out for this particular bridge. Like, fine. Everybody knows I'm terrible at directions and I got lost and we found it anyway. So
that's right. You made it.
It's fine. That's my thorn though. I like, not only did I not listen to Kelly, I didn't communicate to my husband about what Kelly had told me, which was mistake number one. I trusted Google Maps / Apple Maps way too much. And I feel like we were gonna get into an argument about it, but it was so early in the weekend. We were like, as soon as we like pulled off on the ball field, it was like, you know what? Doesn't even matter. Let's just have a good time.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to approach something that's super stupid that unfortunately is a character flaw. I will admit I get lost.
No, it's not a character flaw. It's just that
it's a character flaw.
You have like high expectations that things are just gonna go well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do not.
Yeah. They really don't. But whatever. We got there. But it was a struggle. So that's my thorn. Just like trying to figure this shit out. But I made it there. You know, we got there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I actually really don't really have a thorn. I mean, there's one thing that I want to say, but I don't know if it's like TMI, but
I guess
I'll say it anyways. Like I just didn't poop and it was so uncomfortable. I don't know why. I think I was just nervy. Or whatever. I can't poop in front of people regardless. Like, I'm the person that talks about poop constantly because I can't poop most of the time. But then it's, like, funny because I talk about it, but then I still, like, can't poop. Anyways, yeah, so that was just my thorn. But
well, they had, like, pit toilets, too, so it wasn't, like, flushies. And there was a lot of people that kind of, like, parked / camped near the area. So you couldn't be, like, really loose with your sphincter, which can, you know...
Oh my God.
Really tough sometimes. Anyway, we got home and both like spent the next 20 minutes in the bathroom.
Oh my God. Because
I didn't poop either.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just was like having an uncomfy tummy. And then with like drinking and everything, you know, it just like makes it worse. So anyways, that was definitely my thorn. Okay. My bud. You do your bud next.
Okay. What am I excited about? Actually, I love that, like, your friends at Bend are so cool. I wish I was cool like them. Like,
oh my God, you are cool. Okay.
I don't want to, like, name a bunch of people. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, this person, you know, whatever. But, like, honestly, I really wanted to go rafting. So I'm hoping that in the future there's another opportunity for me to hang out with this crew and, like, go on a boat. This time I just, like, wasn't prepared. I didn't have proper bikini stuff that would like keep me in, and I just didn't really like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I do want to do it. So like maybe that'll be my bud, is like hanging out with those folks a little bit more, doing some rafting and like I don't know, doing this a little bit more in the future, because now that I have my like camping gear together and I know what I'm doing, I can hang out not be a burden. That's my biggest fear, is like being the person at camp who's like unprepared. So I have to ask everybody for all the things that I didn't bring. I hate that person.
Definitely me. But it was just because mostly I was like, I can't plan. I have too much shit going on. So I apologize. I'm sorry for being that person.
No, I don't mind that. Like I can be the one to have everything. I just don't want to be the person that doesn't have anything. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm excited for your friends and to be friends.
I know you got to come around more so you can hang out.
I know.
For sure. My bud is, someone brought it up. They're like, so what if we do this for your birthday every year? And I was like, absolutely. That sounds great. So yeah, I think I might just like plan on having a ball field birthday, because ball field birthdays are real fun. And the ball field is just incredible. If you've never been, please, please go. It's like, I mean, the Umpqua itself is like so beautiful. The area is really pretty.
I want to go explore so much more. So if you have your birthday there every year, then we can go and see all the cool spots in the Umpqua. That sounds great.
For sure. The only thing is that like my birthday, since it is early on in the summer season I guess it's still technically spring, but it's early on in the season enough to where it could be hit or miss if it's actually nice. Like we lucked out so much with it being nice. So that's the only bummer, where I was like, I don't know if I want to have ball field birthday every year, because we could run the risk of it being cold literally every other year. Like, this was just like a fluke that it was so nice. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I think it would be really cool. So that's like my hope, my manifest, that we do like a ball field birthday every year.
Yay. That would be really fun. Also, like, climate change is real, so probably, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Anyway. Okay, what's your bud? Or your rose?
My rose is, shoot. So my husband doesn't come camping very often with me, only because he would prefer, / we've been busy with like being at home, and he's got a lot of projects on his plate. He's a very productive person. So it's usually being productive at home rather than like going camping. But this time he had so much fun. Like, aww. I think that it's, I guess maybe I feel self-conscious, or I feel like guilty asking him to come hang out with me doing a camping weekend. Like, I'm pulling him away from his other projects. But after this last weekend, I can be very confident in him coming or wanting to come with me while I'm doing this camping stuff. Cause like, he had a blast, and awesome. It was great. We just had a really good time together. Aww. And I just wasn't expecting that. I thought like he was going to hate my life or hate everything, but it wasn't the case. Like, he was really sweet and helpful the entire time. He got along with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, he was comfortable. Yeah. It was a really good time. So
cool. Yeah. My friend group is pretty open and welcoming. So I didn't have any questions that would be the case. And so I'm just glad that he had a good time. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's my rose for sure. Like, just knowing that like, this is something we can do and have a good time and connect. And yeah, it was great. Like, yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Okay. Yours.
My rose is just like literally everything. Everyone was so wonderful. I kind of already talked about it, but Lindsay making the Jeopardy board for me, you like getting everyone together and organizing everyone and getting all the drinks and all that stuff, the girls for, yeah, getting me presents and like organizing birthday stuff and getting the group together. And then, yeah, just like the dinner, Kaylin also doing like the dinners for everything. It was just like, I felt so loved and appreciated. Like, I got so many hats. I had like a sash. I had a crown. I had all these things. And I was just like alternating all the things. And like, I always had a drink in my hand, and Caroline brought drinks, and she made like a fun Aperol, because I've been like really into Aperol spritzes lately, and margaritas are like my favorite thing ever. So she made an Aperol margarita, which was so good. Ooh. And lots of tahini, because that's my jam, anything spicy. So yeah, it's just like everyone like knew me so well and like just brought everything together like so well. And so I'm just like so appreciative. And like I was telling Sam on Saturday night when we were going to bed, just like, it's so nice. Like, everyone was just so wonderful. Like, I can't even like, I can't even thank everyone enough, like, for just making me feel so special and everything. Aww. So, yeah, it was really, really lovely. And I just had, like, the best week. Like, it was so fun. And everyone just, like, going all in on everything, especially, like, the themes and me, like, being so silly about dumb stuff, or, like, letting me DJ and just, like, I don't know, just dumb things like that. So, yeah, it was really, really, really fun. And so,
the Afro man.
Yeah. I just feel like, yeah. I just feel so very happy and lucky that I have all of these friends that like want to come, and Sam flew in, like, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I think
I'm so happy to see her.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. She,
and Neilani came, that was 5 hours for her. That's really long.
Yeah. Neilani made the trek, which was so incredible. And I think Neilani had a good time too. And so, yeah,
totally. It
was
just like, I love her.
It was really fun to get to see everyone. And then everyone, like I said, everyone was so welcoming, but like, I hope everyone just felt really like, yeah, included in and everything. And I just love my friends meeting other friends. Like, it's my favorite thing.
World's colliding.
Yeah, meshing the friend groups is like, yeah, one of my favorite things. So
and we all got along so well. Like, this is a, yeah, it was great.
There was like no drama. There was like nothing crazy happened. So yeah.
We even had a bird at camp. We had bird and babies and dogs and no drama, and it was awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. So it was just, yeah, my rose is just like the whole weekend, like the whole week. It was so great. And
chef's kiss definition.
Thank you everyone who like reached out to me and said happy birthday and everything too. So yeah, we love you guys. Like, we were just going to do a really quick episode just because we're pooped. Speaking of poop, like, honestly, we are tired babies. I took a nap today. I actually am like coming to you in my softball uniform because I am Yeah, Cave, I told you, I am tired. Like,
I
had coffee this morning, and then I had coffee at, like, 2 p.m., and then I literally fell asleep at 4 p.m. until 5:30, and then I had a softball game at 6. So, yeah, I came here from Balls Deep.
We won,
by the way. Second game of the season, baby. But, yeah, so I am just, like, still got a lot of shit on my plate. You know what I mean? Like, no big deal. Just running from softball, from work to softball to podcast. Like, no big deal. But anyways.
Also, Kelly's got, like, a crazy schedule up and coming. So we're going to pre-record and get some stuff on the calendar again. And it's season 2. Here we go. Season 2 is going to be way better. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, definitely. But anyways, hopefully.
Hang on to your hats.
Hopefully you guys will all make it to the ball field next year. I mean, like, invitations open. No big deal.
What if we just have, like, Kelly Festival thing every year?
That would be the best. I would love that so much if all my friends were in the same place. Like, that was what my favorite thing was, is, like, all my favorite people are in one place, you know? Like, and I had margaritas. And, yeah, I got sunshine.
And,
like,
sunshine.
What else could I have wanted? No lie.
You're a happy camper.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, okay, we are gonna get out of here, but we love you all so much. Thanks for being candid with us.
If only I could, like, beatbox.
Just do a little bit. Just do a tiny one. Oh, good one. Okay, bye.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Bye. Today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.